Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His word sustains us. His word helps us go forth. As we receive the life of God, we become so powerful in Him. And we become greater than what we could do without Him. With God, we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. We need that charge of His word. The more we hear that, the easier it is to live. We can do things that people would normally not be able to do. Our capabilities rise ever increasingly as we receive the word of God. Remember something. Peter walked on water because he saw Jesus walk on water. Whatever you see Jesus do, understand full well you can do it too. In Him, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When we receive the knowledge of God and reject the darkness and the lies of Satan, the darkness of this world and the lies of Satan, we reject that, then we're free to live. We're free to grow, and we begin to see things as they are. We have to win the battle within before we win the battle without. The biggest battle is the battle within. You know that great movie Star Wars? That's the parable of Star Wars. They couldn't kill the enemy until they destroyed the enemy within. Some Christians, because of what they don't know, they don't have the skills, or they don't know the skills that they have to defeat the enemy. And then there are those who grow from glory to glory. And if they ever win the battle within, then they can win the battle against their enemy, Satan. You know, in the Star Wars movie, I like references. It's just a parable, a reference. When Luke wasn't strong enough to destroy the enemy, his father was. But his father had to turn to the light to do it. You have to receive. Now that's just a story. But in real time, in this real life, we receive the life of God, and then we crush the enemy at our will. The battle within is easy to win in Christ. The battle within is easy to win when you're in Christ. The battle within is easy to win when you're in Christ, when you're receiving His word, His knowledge. The Lord wants to give it to you, but you got to want it. You have to treasure it. You have to desire it. Or if He teaches you and you don't treasure it, you'll lose it. Any part of God's word that we don't treasure, the enemy can steal it from us. If we look at it as, well, I know that. That's okay. That's good to know. And just kind of nonchalant about it, it'll be lost. And how will it be lost? When your focus is on other things, your mind is not on the things that's really important. It's on what your mind is on the things that you're thinking about. And the enemy sets things up so that you'll forget the word of God. He doesn't want you powerful, and he don't want you to know God, and he don't want you to understand. You have to believe that, or he will dethrone you. And he hates you. He hates everything that you stand for. He hates God. He don't want you reunited with God. He couldn't stop you from getting saved. You won that battle. If you got saved, if you believed on Jesus Christ, you won that round. But now the habit system, your will to go forward. See, the will to go forward in the Lord, That's another dedication. It's within the dedication to believe on Jesus in the first place. But it's challenged. The enemy will say, okay, you got saved. Well, just stop right there. Don't think about anything. Don't think about trying to grow in the Lord. Just do what other people are doing. Well, remember, some people have compromised. Some people fell for the bait and have compromised, and they compromise against God's will, and not intentionally, but deciding not to grow. You remember, when Jesus addressed the seven churches, these were the seven churches that were established by the disciples preaching Jesus. All right. Almost every church, he had to deal with them about their first love, not forsaking their first love. And that rebuke was common among, I think it was five of the seven churches. And one of the churches that didn't get rebuked, they had little strength. So there's a need to go on and know the Lord. Most people don't do it, so you can't go by what you see. Even on television preachers, even in society, when they're addressing TV audiences, they tone it down a notch. And people think that they have accepted it as normal. When the Lord came to me saying, tell my people, my return is imminent, be ready that they be not left. The reason I sat up in the bed that morning, because I realized I hadn't heard language like that from the pulpits, especially on TV. Every now and then you got a preacher that tell it like it is. And you know, my pastor does it. He'll tell you to stay current, stay in the love of God. But the people at church are motivated to know God. So I still didn't hear that kind of language. Not like God said it. You know, one scripture says, touch not the unthing clean, and the Lord will receive you. And he was talking to Christians, not unbelievers. Some people have drifted so far away from God that they think that what they're doing is okay. And then I found out about the Ugandan pastor, and he really broke it down. I listened to him because the Lord said, if I had come to get my bride, I would have left you. And he was into some things, and he didn't realize it. He wanted to repent of whatever the one thing was, but the Lord exposed to him, it's not one thing, it's your ways. It's your ways, your habit system, the way you operate, that God couldn't condone. Why? Because he considered the things that he was doing as normal. He was doing what others were doing. So many people have drifted. And he come from a very dark place, Uganda. And he was saved after that terrible leader, Idi Amin. They had to walk over bones to go to church because the people didn't get buried when they got killed, when they had that civil war. This is terrible, folks. People can't, if you don't grow, if you don't decide to grow, if you're not willing to grow, there is a fight to grow up in the Lord. And most Christians I know will not do that. Some will. Many will not. I know a lot of Christians. And I'm not putting them down. It's just the way that they do things. It's what they've chosen. It's important to grow and get to know God for yourself. Not trying to put people in condemnation. Not trying to say God don't love you more, but you can love him. And you can go forward. You can learn things that you can't normally know if you go forward in the Lord. God is with us and he loves us. He's going to do his part. We got to do ours. See, we can't grow and become powerful enough to crush the enemy on every hand unless we receive a healthy amount of his word and determined to do it. If there's no determination to know God, the enemy, he's going to make sure he's going to dispatch it, and he don't do it himself. He gets others to do his dirty work. But there's plenty of demons and people to do it. People are so weak now that the demons will stir them up and they'll do his dirty work. And some people are so weak, once they start down the wrong road, the demons just leave them alone because they won't come back. They don't have the will, desire, or the determination to reverse what they're doing. And then he'll accuse them before God and try to get God to look at what they're doing. And then he'll accuse you before man. Everybody who does secret sins, the enemy takes a picture of it and show it to everybody. He gonna make sure that the right person see you so they can explain what it is they saw. You know, there's a preacher in Birmingham. I was in a restaurant. And I was about to order a biscuit. And I heard people overheard people talking about what he was doing and who he was with. Then somebody I know personally was working at the Sheraton. And they saw it with somebody. And then I knew another guy that said something. That's three witnesses. And he may have thought he was all clear. No. Jesus said, what's done in secret will be shouted on the rooftops. In Israel, they had rooftops. That was like their patio. And they shout, hey, you heard about with this and that? Yeah, I didn't know that. Tell me more about it. And then they add some more with it. The enemy is defeatable. And the only way to defeat him is to win the war within, which is easy when you receive and love and treasure and determine to know the word of God. It's not impossible. It's easy. Everything of God is easy. You can go forward in the Lord. You can know him. And you can get to know him. The Holy Spirit, if you fill your heart with the word, God will help you understand it. Now, understanding is when you the definition he gave me of understanding is knowing things in their right relationship. That's another problem that exists in the body of Christ and among his people. They know a lot of God's word, and sometimes when people get to, when they think they know something, you can't tell them anything else. But with God, you can't restrict the word that way. You have to receive the word, let it say what it's saying, and let the Holy Spirit help you interpret it. False interpretations lead to destruction. God can't sanction them. A false interpretation. There's no life in a false interpretation. And it will hinder you from receiving true interpretation. And sometimes you have to pay attention. What is the Lord inspiring me to speak? Now, you know, before I speak for him, I let him give me what to say. And I try not to interject what I believe until he sanctions it. There's a doctrine, there's three doctrines: the pre-tribulation rapture, post-tribulation rapture, no rapture. People believe this because they were taught by people that they trusted. Now, being a man of God, I was taught a way. But when the Lord gave me greater information, I looked back and tried to remember, did God ever tell me to preach the way I was taught? Did God ever give me a sermon with that in it? How did he use the words? That's how you judge. If the Lord come to you saying, now, you know, you have to know the word. God will not deviate from the word. But when the Holy Spirit give you a word, you know there's peace in it. When you study the word, if you study a few, I used to study a few scriptures. And I got some light. I got partial light because I was studying fragments. All right. The Lord said, came to me saying, study five chapters in the morning, five in the middle of the day, and five at night. And after, over time, instead of fragments, I got a greater picture of the Word of God. I got a greater picture of the Word of God. And I got a greater picture of the Word of God. And I had stamina. And so next time I was in God's presence, I was in the Lord's presence, I was able to ask questions without falling out. And I was able to hear and comprehend without passing out. Because when you're in the presence of God, you fall out. But I had the stamina to remember my questions to ask him. Because I had decided next time I get in his presence, I'm going to ask him these few questions here. And for once, I was able to do it. And then he kept talking, and I didn't want him to leave. I was scared to watch TV. I wanted to keep talking to the Lord that way. And I learned so much from dialoguing with the Lord. But it came from the obedience of treasuring God's word, studying God's word, and receiving God's word in my heart. And when those things were in place, a healthy study of the Word of God gives you a visual. Your spirit's eye, your heart's eye can see God now. Not in this form, but you can see his ways. You can see and understand what he's saying. You can see the intended meaning of the word. And the Holy Spirit has more to work with. You've taken time to receive his word. Now he's going to help you put that puzzle together accurately. Nevertheless, God loves us and he cares about us. And he wants to help us. The point is, when you receive the word and treasure it, then the Holy Spirit can give you more light and you'll see falseness for what it is. The way you read the word, the way you measure it, it'll be measured to you. So if you measure it low, it'll be low to you. But you have to measure it high. And you have to let the word say what it's saying. And without making it say what you've been taught or something you believe or something you want to believe. Because those things, that, remember, false information, God can't use it to help you. If it's not life, it's not going to work right. You have to receive God's word in order for him to do what he does, in order for him to bless your life properly. Now, God loves us, and his return is soon. The battle within is very easy to win. It's not hard, not hard at all. After you've received the word, dedicated to it, and you act on it, it's easy. The Lord loves us. Satan is defeatable, and we are victorious in Christ who strengthens us. Oh, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and within and throughout your life for the rest of the day. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.